It's time to hustle.
This is the Daily Hustle Report
with CJ Halleck.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January the 11th. As much as I wanted to keep this, you know, Daily Hustle Report thing a daily thing, here it is, you know, 2 days without doing it. Now, granted, I did say I wasn't going to do it on Sundays, but nonetheless, the crazy part is I even scripted out the entire way that I wanted to start doing this now yesterday. So I wrote a Daily Hustle I wrote a Daily Hustle report yesterday. Just a post on where my mind was and everything else, and I don't know why I didn't record it or upload it. So I'm going to go ahead, before I jump into this, I'm going to just give a little bit of updates on as far as like where I'm at, where we're going, whatever, before I actually read yesterday's, because I like the way yesterday's goes. It flows nice, and that's going to be the style moving forward. We'll get to that here in a second. Anyways, so real quick, back to what I was saying. I'm in the process of going through and getting to where I go through the day to actually like write the thoughts I'm having and whatnot, for my brain dump, so that when it's time to record the next day, I have it actually scripted, so it's easier for me to actually go through and in a timely manner and not ramble like I'm doing right now. So I'm working on that. I also am working on clearing off the whiteboard today. It's completely covered in post-it notes, and it's a 4-foot by 8-foot, like, massive whiteboard. But I got a lot of stuff that I've been working on, so all the post-it notes are transferring over to the calendar whiteboard, which is a 4-foot by 5-foot board. Plotted off with all the different days so I can, you know, map out what I'm doing when and whatnot over the next month and a half or so. And then I'll move over to the daily Kanban board, and we'll get into Kanban boards later. I may actually do a full podcast on it at the end of this and kind of just document the process and how it worked and benefits and whatnot. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we'll do that because I got big news coming that's going to actually ride with that. So, but anyways, so working on everything, basically going to be getting the Kanban and all the tasks and everything put up, set up, and getting ready to start. I got a couple client projects that I'm working on today and tomorrow. And basically lining up everything to start on Monday. And it's going to go 3 weeks all out to try to knock out all these tests that I have in place to release the gauntlet, if you will, and open the floodgates and let all this stuff that I've been working on for months actually out to the public, and really start showcasing some stuff and kind of put the doubters to muzzle. So I'm going to get that knocked out. Then I'm going to start on the 7th of February, and I'm going to go 10 days straight to promote the album, 1982, Book of Lock. 7 tracks. I got a couple of the lyric videos in, earlier today. So they're amazing. I can't wait. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read off, because I'm already in 4 minutes. I'm going to want to, in the future, try to keep these to 3, 4, 5 minutes max. So I'm going to go ahead and read what I have for yesterday's Daily Hustle Report. Here we go. Meep, meep. Alarm goes off. And good morning. It's time to hustle. First things first, I'm going to start with the quote of the day for today. I am the punishment of God. If you had not committed such great sins, God would not have sent a punishment like me upon you. It's not a great motivational quote for a lot of people, but it's exactly how I feel today. Look, I need to get some shit off my chest, and I'm going to use the podcast for documenting, so here it goes. I'm tired. I'm tired of the fake friends. I'm tired of having to put on a fake smile so people don't judge the fake friends. I'm tired of being this shell of who I am. But most of all, I'm tired of allowing other people to live in my head. I'm done. And I'm done with dimming my light. And that leads me to the excerpt from A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. It's one of my favorite poems ever. If you want to call it a poem, it doesn't like rhyme, but one of my favorite excerpts or pieces of writings. You may know it from Coach Carter, but this thing is just amazing, and I'm going to go ahead and read that. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, famous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. That being said, gloves are off. I got work to do. So I'll holler at y'all later. Be great. Stay boosted. And I'll see y'all at the top. Take care.